Opposed, imitation.
What's the opposite of imitation? It's
Then what?
What's another word for the opposite of imitation? It would be if it's not. Mm-hmm. You want to stress. Suppose you've got a sofa. You had a sofa, and somebody says, "Is that imitation leather?" You say, "No, it's
real leather."
Or another word for real. It's
genuine leather.
All right. Now on the windows, these things with rollers that you pull down, you call these, this thing right here that you pull down, and when you keep the light out, you call it a, what is that thing there? It's right here. Let's say pull down the,
shade.
What's the place? you wouldn't call that a blind.
No, because that blind is the Venetian blind is what they call the Venetian blind.
Once in a while, she used that word though.
Pull down the blind.
Yeah, don't you use that word to me once in a while? Pull down the blind or?
Pull down the blind? Not very often. I always say shade. Mm-hmm. Blind, it would be a Venetian blind. That would be blind, but this is a shade.
I always call it shade. Huh? Never call it a blind. Never.
You wouldn't call it curtain either. Pull down the curtain.
No, I wouldn't call it curtain.
Right, the place where you'd hang up your dresses in the bedroom, there's a little place you'd hang them up, would be called your...
Closet.
And suppose you didn't have one in your house. You might go to the store and buy one, you know, that you can move, sort of a portable closet. Do you have any word for that?
Wardrobe.
I think typical is all the words we use.
And you wouldn't call that a clothes press.
Closed closet?
Closed press. The wardrobe's not closed press. All right. Now, up above the top floor in the house, there's a place where you might store things up in there. You call that the...
Above. Or go up on the ladder.
Attic.
Nice.
An attic.
What's my place again?
A lot of people have closets in the rooms, mm-hmm. You know. I don't know what they call them. Mm-hmm.
Just talk for you.
And you said you had a summer kitchen and a porch kitchen. You ever call a porch kitchen just
porch
a porch?
Kitchen.
Just a porch? Just, just porch kitchen.
Porch really kitchen we'd call it.
Okay. And how about a place where you might store your food in the kitchen? Did you have, or maybe a little room just off the kitchen where you keep the supplies? You call that the pantry?
We took it out to put the shower in.
And what?
We took it out to put the shower in. We had one. What'd you
call
that?
Well, we called it a cupboard.
No,
kitchen cupboard.
No, never in that room. This room here.
Yeah.
We made the bathroom out of it. What was it?
Pantry.
Well, it was a cupboard. Kitchen cupboard.
You always call it a pantry, though, to me.
Oh, pantry.
Don't you know? You always said pantry.
Huh?
You never called that I'm going into the cupboard. You always said going into the pantry.
Yeah, pantry.
Pantry, uh-huh. You would never call that a buttery.
No.
All right. Now, the place where I might store my socks and undershirts and so forth, it's a place you pull drawers out, is a what? Where you might shirts, keep things like that in.
Where's Harry keep his clothes in here?
The what?
What's the outfit that Harry keeps his clothes in? His shirts and his socks?
A piece of furniture that you use. It's in the bedroom.
Chiffonier.
I know you know a dresser.
Would you call it
a dresser?
Dresser?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is there any difference between a chiffonier and a dresser? I mean, to you, are they pretty much the same things? Or this is good coffee.
It is. It's good, Mary Jane.
Well, there's a difference between a chiffonier and a dresser.
You use them pretty much as the same, apparently. Yeah.
Well, I've been using them.
How about chest of drawers? Would you use that?
Chest of drawers?
Or is that different? A chest?
That's different from a dresser.
Oh, how is it different? Is it?
Well, it's more drawers in it.